Super PAC money has come to the Philadelphia District Attorney's race. I'm Dave Heller, and this is NewsWorks Tonight. A political committee funded by liberal billionaire George Soros is spending big bucks to support candidate Larry Krasner in next month's Democratic primary. Joining me now is WHYY senior reporter Dave Davies. Dave, why does George Soros care about the district attorney's race in Philadelphia?
Well, Soros is among a lot of people across the country who are concerned about the heavy rates of incarceration in our criminal justice system. There's a feeling that for young African-American men in particular, too many are tainted early with the stigma of felony convictions and condemned to lives of poverty. So, you know, Soros and a lot of other people want to bring more justice and compassion to the system, and I guess they would say rational thinking. So Soros has put more than $6 million into supporting progressive DA candidates around the country. So now he has a committee here supporting Larry Krasner. He's a civil rights attorney favored by a lot of activist groups.
And do we know how much money he's devoting to this contest?
We do. And to give it some context, you know, Philadelphia has limits on political contributions, but because of court decisions like Citizens United, they can't limit independent spending. This new committee, which is called Philadelphia Justice and Public Safety, has bought about $280,000 worth of ad time. That's for just 1 week, starting tomorrow. And to put that buy into context, it's more than 10 times what a political committee could give Krasner or any other candidate under the city's contribution limits.
Sounds like it's enough to help swing the contest.
Well, it could. I mean, this is a curious race, Dave. You know, you have seven candidates in the Democratic primary, none particularly well known as the race began. And one thing TV ads can do is buy you name recognition. And if the Soros group keeps spending at this level until the election, which is 3 weeks away, that would be $840,000 worth of TV ads. Yes, it could make a difference. That's not the only factor, and he won't be the only candidate in the game. You know, some of our listeners have probably already seen ads for Michael Untermyer, a former Republican. He's put more than $500,000 of his own into the race. Others, including Joe Kahn, have the money to get into television. And just recently, Jack O'Neill, a new candidate, got a bunch of endorsements from building trades unions. They tend to be big givers, so he won't be the only candidate on the airwaves.
You know, I might imagine that Soros is among the cohort who hate the Citizens United decision. That's the one allowing big money in all kinds of races. So how do they feel about this?
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? And, you know, I think Democrats really hate when they see Republicans spending big money because this decision, after all, was passed with a majority of conservative justices on the court. And I think a lot of Democrats squirm even when people they agree with do it. One thing we can note is that Philadelphia has enacted laws to require a lot more thorough and frequent disclosure of outside spending in local races here than happens with federal law. So at least we'll be able to shine more light on this activity here than it gets in some places.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you, Dave.
WHYY senior reporter Dave Davies on NewsWorks Tonight.